Saturday marked an exciting day for the American soybean industry, with research done by Dr. Ted Heimowitz and help from the Georgia Agricultural Commodity Commission for Soybeans, the Georgia-Florida Soybean Association, and the Georgia Historical Society. A historical marker was placed on Skidaway Island, Georgia, to mark the place where soybeans were first introduced and grown in North America. We sat down with Dr. Roger Borma, a former University of Georgia soybean breeder, who's now the Executive Director of Georgia Seed Development, to give us an overview of the marker dedication ceremony.
Of course, what we're here for is to celebrate two soybean pioneers, Samuel Bowen and Henry Young, and their contributions to U.S. agriculture and to Georgia agriculture. We were fortunate enough to be able to dig through the historic records. Dr. Heimowitz did most of the work, and we were able to find that Georgia has another first. It's the first place soybeans were grown in North America, and we were really excited about that, and that's what we were doing with the dedication.
Dr. Borma says the American soybean industry got its start as just a handful of soybeans. Today, the soybean industry has a farm gate value of over $80 billion. For Southeast AgNet, I'm Brianna Bullard.